This is the Roster Report podcast from Patriots.com. Don't know who got cut? We do. Not sure who was signed to the practice squad? Yep, we know that too. The Roster Report is your weekly guide to keep up with the Patriots roster from top to bottom. And now, here to keep you informed, the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.
It's Friday the 13th, and like any good monster, we're back.
Does that freak you out?
No, not really. I got no problem.
Think of Friday the 13th coming out again, the movie.
I got no problem. Jason. It's what they do. Have you noticed TV?
Can't they come up with a different scary movie?
We're just going to start over now. That's the way they do it.
I don't like it.
But anyway, it's a Patriots.com roster report, and it's a screamer. We got a lot. We got a lot to go over, Paul, so we got to get right into it.
We do?
No. Okay. I have one release, and the title will give away what it is. Patriots announce coaching and personnel staff appointments. Tight ends coach Shane Waldron, formerly a coaching assistant here with the Patriots, also spent some time with Charlie Weiss at Notre Dame, has been in the Bill Belichick, Charlie Weiss family for 5 or 6 years now, and now he is officially getting a title as a coach. Tight ends, where he'll be playing alongside with Ben Watson out at practice, taking part in not only the passing game and the running game, as all tight ends coaches do. Patriots have announced that John Robinson is the director of college scouting, and Monty Ossenfort gets the title of National Scout, Paul. Let's start with the coaching staff, since we generally know very little about the scouts.
That's true.
At least with the coaching
staff. We know
very
little about anything.
We've seen them in action. As I said, Shane's been in the family for a little bit now, and I'd like to say, on a personal note, having played with him at Tufts University, he is one of those guys that you always said, oh, he's going to be a coach someday.
He was like a coach on the field?
Not really.
Oh, okay.
Never thought that once.
but he is a favorite of PFW.
Oh, good guy.
We are very, very happy for Shane.
And Ben Watson had some nice things to say about him in the Boston Globe today. Shane has obviously been breaking down film, taking part in offensive meetings. And this is just sort of the Bill Belichick way. Promote from within, and Shane benefits from it.
Yeah, and I know that that Belichick has spent some time over the past month or so sort of exploring all of those options. I think that's why you didn't see these moves being announced very quickly. I think Bill wanted to make sure he knew what was out there, what was available. We saw Patrick Graham last week, a guy out of the college ranks. I think there was some people coming in and out, sitting down talking to Bill. I know down at the Senior Bowl, that was probably something that was on Bill's mind. But right here, a guy that he knows, has the work ethic, knows the system, knows how the Patriots want to do things, the Patriots way, quote unquote. And we're very happy for Shane because we know he's a hard worker, and we know he deserves the situation that he's gotten himself into. And I think you're right about Benjamin Watson. I thought those quotes were, for a player to recognize a coaching assistant, a guy behind the scenes and the work that those guys do, that's nice to see.
And Shane is, again, one of those guys. He's done some stuff on defense. He worked with Brad Seeley at times on special teams, has done some stuff on offense, has been in the operations department where he handled things, in terms of that nature and helping out there. So, he's pretty much seen all facets of this team inside and out, and even knows the college game a little bit from a couple years at South Bend with Charlie. So, I'm very happy for him. Paul, do you have anything to say on the scouts?
No, I was just looking at some of the stuff here in the on their bios out of the media guide. Jonathan Robinson, I didn't know, and I haven't seen anything about this. Last year, he was the assistant director of college scouting, so it's a bump up to the official director of college scouting. I didn't know if he had any relationship to John Robinson, the former USC football coach and former LA Rams coach. I didn't know if he was his son or anything, but I'm guessing not, because there's no mention of it in his bio, albeit a short one, in the 2008 Patriots media guide. So I would imagine that would be listed. That was the only thing I.
All right, I'll go over both guys real quickly. A little paragraph here for each guy. John Robinson will enter his eighth season in the Patriots personnel department and served as the assistant director of college scouting in 2008. So as you said, he's getting a bump up to position 2 years ago that was held by Thomas Dimitroff before he moved on to the Rams, correct? And he joined the Patriots in 2002 as an area scout and served in that position for 4 seasons from 02 to 05. In 06, he became a regional scout, served in that role for another 2 seasons. He coached at the collegiate level 3 years at Nichols, Louisiana State University, played at Air Force Academy and Southeast Missouri State. Moving on to National Scout Monty Ossenfort. I like his name. Monty Austin Ford.
That's a good name.
Enter his eighth season in the NFL and fifth with the Patriots, joining Bob Quinn as a Patriots national scout. Last year they went with just Quinn, I guess, as a national scout. He's an area scout for the Patriots for the last three seasons, personnel assistant in New England in 2003. He worked in the Texans organization for a little bit there, so probably worked under Charlie Casserly he probably worked under with the Texans. I was thinking Floyd Reese, but they were in Tennessee by the time that was. Forget that tie. Anyway.
Never mind.
Got a couple company men getting bumped up. One thing I also want to talk about, Paul Perillo, is we were right that no one except the Patriots would use the franchise tag early in the franchise period here. Next Thursday is the deadline, the 19th, and still the Patriots are the only team, as of my knowledge, that have assigned their franchise tag to anybody. You've heard a lot of speculation.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess Al Davis went on the record as saying they're going to use theirs either on Asamoah or Leckler. So there's going to be more teams that use it. Just at this point in the process, the Patriots are the only team that have used the franchise tag.
Yeah, and I'm still a little surprised that the Patriots did it so quickly. And, the way everybody else has decided to go about it, it was kind of the way I would figure you would do it. Why not get yourself the most information that you possibly can? And I'm not saying that there's anything that can happen in the 2 weeks interim, but you can't foresee something that hasn't happened. So I'm just a little surprised by that. But yeah, it is interesting. I thought you brought up the it's kind of funny, the Raiders thing, Leckler or a punter or a cornerback. I mean,
maybe they got to check the books. Do we want to spend $2 million or $9 million whatever it's going to be?
That's kind of funny.
And Asamoah was actually on the record talking about the tag and saying, well, we'll find out because if they do it, it'll be at the last minute. So, I mean, everybody just assumes it's going to happen in the last minute, just like we did, except it didn't. Moving on to a few players that are now available, Paul Perillo, and I want to throw three names at you, and I want you to tell me the potential for any or all of them to be in a New England uniform come training camp. These are certainly not big names, but Tully Bantakane was let go by the San Francisco 49ers, formerly of the New England Patriots. You remember he had that 5.5-sack season a few years ago.
I would have lost a lot of money in Vegas if someone said, true or false, Tully Bantakane had 5.5 sacks in a season.
A little bit of a disappointment out in San Francisco. They wanted him to be a starter and be a player as Mike Nolan tried to go to the 3-4. It never really worked out. He was kind of a backup reserve guy, as he was here for his career. Lee Bodden, getting a lot of play in Patriots circles, Patriots Nation. A cornerback that spent the first part of his career in Cleveland, was traded to the Lions last year, and they're parting ways with him in part because, they didn't play well as a team, and he was a part of that, in part because he had some bonus money coming due when the new league year starts. And a third name that I've heard no speculation about, for all I know his career is over, but Sam Madison was cut by the Giants, and he seems like one of those veteran types that Bill would have respect for and might just give him the old what's left in the tank call. So any of those three interest you, Paul, or you think could be potential signings?
Well, I think if you're going to put those three in particular in order of potential interest, I would say Bodden, Bantakane, and Madison. I think you probably answered your own question with Madison. I think he's pretty much at the end of the road.
Was on IR.
Yeah, he hasn't played much for the Giants in the last couple of years. A terrific player, by the way, in his day. I don't mean a lot of them. And I don't mean that in any way to be disrespectful. Sam Madison was a terrific man-to-man cornerback in this league for a lot of years. Bodden is a guy that's gotten a lot of buzz in Patriots Nation. A lot of Ask PFW sort of wondering about him. I haven't seen it. I haven't seen what everybody else really is so excited about. To me, that would be a continuation of the moves that we've been making the last couple of years. The Fernando Bryans, Jason Webster's, Lewis Sanders, Delta O'Neill's. Sure, bring him in. I have nothing against bringing him in. I don't think he's any better or worse than any of those guys. The question would be, how quickly does he fit into your system? And maybe he has a better chance to do that based on his work with Romeo Crennel in Cleveland.
That's the only thing I'd say is maybe you get a letter of recommendation from Romeo, and he says, give him a chance. He's not bad.
Bantakane, little to no money, I'll take him as a reserve outside linebacker. I think the horse has left the barn on him being an impact starter, however. Mm-hmm. I don't think that's what he is.
But he was a pretty good special teamer when he was here.
Pretty good special teamer. Really good guy. Fit in well in the locker room. Ragged on Andy once for something that he said that gave him extra points for me.
Yep.
In a funny way, by the way, not in a mean way. I think it would make sense. That's an area I think, Andy, that they lack some depth in, outside linebacker. Certainly not going to ask him to come in and play a bunch of minutes or anything, but why not have him come in and be the Pierre Woods? Be another Pierre Woods. I think he could do that.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to sprinkle a few players in here since we've been a little lacking on players in these roster reports.
Yeah. But we have another couple of weeks before we get some of that.
Within the next 2 weeks, we will have player news. My guess is we may start to sprinkle in some re-signings in the next couple of weeks. Guys like Lonnie Paxton, Larry Izzo, some of these free agents to be, Heath Evans possibly, that you expect to remain Patriots. The team could be negotiating. I don't know anything, but those are the types of names that as you approach free agency, sometimes those names trickle in for re-signings, not just for the Patriots, but for all teams. We should mention I will be at the Combine with Eric Scalvino starting next Wednesday. So if you're looking for any information on the NFL Combine from Indianapolis, this year, by the way, at Lucas Field or Lucas Oil Stadium. Whatever it is, no longer in the Dome. But Eric and I will be there bringing all the news on all the top prospects, all the potential Patriots, pipeline prospects from all the schools we always keep an eye on. All that will be available on Patriots.com. Brian Lowe will be there gathering video coverage. We will be blogging, so check out Patriots.com for the daily blog from Indy. If you want to know about it and if it's related to the NFL Combine or the Patriots, Patriots.com, Patriots Football Weekly, and Patriots Today will bring it to you all from Indianapolis. We'll also squeeze in a trip to St. Elmo's for a steak, but that's a side matter. For Paul Perillo, I'm Andy Hart. We'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you for downloading this podcast from Patriots.com. Log on anytime for more news and more podcasts from your favorite team and Patriots.com.